USA presents.
I think it's very important that anyone who does science in the 21st century isn't in an ivory tower.
Now, existence, you see, is something that is spontaneous.
I think having the technology widely accessible, especially for free, is critical.
Science has great beauty, and with its great spiritual strength, will in time cleanse this world of its evils.
The real deep down you is the whole universe.
It's not what you know.
Hello, and welcome to the final instalment in the Modcast series. Mod, a futuristic museum of discovery at UniSA, is now open. Mod aims to inspire people to learn more about the intersection of science, art, and innovation. In this episode, we'll explore the space around us and how what we thought we knew just keeps changing. Here's Brad Irvine-Thomas.
So science seems to move fast, but can sometimes move incredibly slow. What is truly amazing, though, is our understandings of space and our universe. And there is a technology that's been around for nearly a decade now that is inspiring a learning of our night sky. We're going to get to that soon, but first things first, we know that we're unbelievably small in the universe because it's way bigger than we all think, and it's expanding faster than scientists predicted, too. But how many of us actually know anything about the universe and the space around us?
Mod.
It started with the Big Bang.
Absolutely nothing. The universe? I got nothing. It's huge.
Not a lot.
It's really big and dark.
It contains a Milky Way and a few stars.
Wow, okay. It's like a mixture of atoms and particles and mass and I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Not a lot. Nope, I have nothing that it's big.
If that's got you thinking about that space around us, the Modify exhibition is showcasing an immersive and unexpected journey that will challenge a human's idea of what they think they know about what it means to be human. Pretty freaky, right? Don't worry, it's going to be provocative, inspiring, and sometimes uncomfortable. You'll even have the chance to explore artificial worlds and challenge your perception of pain. So, be part of Modify and explore new ideas at the intersection of art, science, and innovation.
In the past couple of decades, there's been a true revolution in our understanding of the universe. What we used to think of as being everything is actually only 4% of the pie.
So if there's one thing we know about the universe, it's that it's really big. Another is that thinking about it and trying to understand it will likely make a lot of our brains hurt. However, software developer for Worldwide Telescope, Curtis Wong, developed an interactive way for people to explore the universe past its surface, to deliver an interactive medium where we can learn about space the way we want to. Pretty cool, huh?
I wanted to deliver something that I wanted as a young child.
Curtis is also a principal researcher at the Microsoft Redmond Research Laboratory, whose interest in data visualization, interactive media, and natural user interaction explain his new exhibition, the Universal Gallery, at Mod UniSA.
I think the Worldwide Telescope has brought the opportunity for kids of all ages to explore the universe, and not just in a superficial way, because the images and data in the Worldwide Telescope are the same, you know, research quality, science quality imagery and data that astronomers and astrophysicists use.
The difference between the Worldwide Telescope and any other telescope that's available online is that this development, rather than use linear media, where someone tells you a particular story, Curtis and his team have developed an interactive media, where you seek what you want to find, whatever that may be.
So with interactive media, you can customize, you can go deeper on things that are of interest to you. So it's all about personalization and helping people understand things at a more deeper level.
The interesting thing about the telescope is that it's one contiguous image. Want to know what that means? Well, so do I.
There have been a number of sort of planetarium simulators, and they generally have a simple single image of the night sky, usually not particularly high, you can't zoom in very far. But the Worldwide Telescope has an image of the night sky that's a trillion pixel image.
Okay, to give you a bit of an idea here without getting too techie, that's about the same size as 85,000 iPhone selfies joined together. Just so you know, that's a lot of your face. Seriously though, the technology has helped to inspire education about space, to generate greater interest among younger students. but it's still really cool. So is it important for us to know about the space around us or our universe, or should we just leave that to the professionals? According to the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority, only 55% of students nationally were judged as proficient in science. However, 85% of students wanted to learn more science at school, and 69% indicated they'd be interested in becoming a scientist.
Mod Bus Fact. Are you drawn to nature? Don't worry, you're not the only one. It's called biophilia, an innate attraction to the natural world, and it turns out it's good for you. Research has shown that nature has a positive effect on well-being and can reduce anxiety, obesity, antisocial behaviour and crime. It might even help you live longer. So here's some good news. You can access nature wherever you are.
When we talk about the space around us, we don't just mean space and the Milky Way. Science and art are more closely related than you might think. As Professor of Biology David Featherstone once said, science is art. They're the same thing. It's one of the most basic needs of humans to understand the world around us and then share that understanding. We need to understand because we're instinctively terrified by things that are unpredictable, that don't make sense. We crave order, we crave predictability. Before Microsoft in 1998, Curtis Wong was director of Intel Productions, where he developed ArtMuseum.net, an online blockbuster art museum network where visitors to the virtual museum could see the same guided tour as if they were truly there. The site featured 3D recreations of art exhibitions from major museums across the globe.
For a long time, I've sort of felt that great art exhibitions were kind of like where theater was before the invention of film. So I felt that there was an opportunity for technology to provide a way to capture these exhibitions as if you were really there.
That's where Leonardo da Vinci comes in. Seems like a bit of a stretch, but Curtis has studied Leonardo's Codex Leicester, a 72-page manuscript written in approximately 1504, and found that connection between science and art.
I mean, in Leonardo's day, there was no such thing as art and science as two separate things. They were one and the same. Every time Leonardo was painting, he was observing nature and trying to figure out how to replicate the behavior of what he sees in nature in a painting.
As we know all too well, technology will always be superseded. When anthropologists examine a culture, it really is the art that has permanent value. It's art, arguably, that gives a culture immortality.
About 50,000 years ago, humans reached Australia for the first time. They were the ancestors of a nomadic peoples, the Aboriginals, who spoke more than 250 different languages, developed complex cultures, and what anthropologists say is the world's longest enduring religion. Rather than a Western way of knowledge, Aboriginals experience a lived knowledge where they engage on a deeper level with the land, the people, and creation.
We got stories about creation that go back a long time ago.
And when we talk about universal things that connect us, there's creation stories that travel all around this country that connect us all up together.
Carl Telfer is a Kaurna man from the Adelaide Plains region of South Australia who is renowned as one of the most prominent cultural ambassadors, artists and Kaurna community leaders whose concern is local, his own people and his own community. Carl, together with his daughter, has put together an interactive display in the Mod Street Gallery to help people gain an understanding of the culture and lived experience of Earth that Aboriginal people enjoy.
I think the most important thing is to be able to show people that there is a living culture here, because when people look around, they don't see it anywhere.
Aboriginal spirituality is a cosmogony. A big word for an origin story of the universe. And it begins at the dream time. This is the time before the world was shaped the way we know it to be now.
Aboriginal people have a knowledge that, of course, is one of the most ancient, continuing in the world today, but is one of the most untapped stories of understanding this place. This landscape, when people understand it, will tell a different story.
Carl is involved with a number of community initiatives aimed at inspiring younger generations to be strong in their own culture and identities.
I'm trying to encourage the younger people to listen to their stories, hold on to that, because that's them, that's who they are. The land is who they are, and that's where they come from, and that's where they'll go back to.
Carl leads a youth group, Yellika, which provides a safe space for young Aboriginal people to explore culture and identity through arts and dance. It aims at transferring ancient Aboriginal knowledge to continue traditions across generations. Aboriginal art is the oldest continuing art tradition in the world. Archaeological research indicates that rock paintings in Arnhem Land in northern Australia predate the earliest findings in Europe.
We've been here from the first day of the first voice as the first sun rose. And people, I think, need to understand what that actually means.
Indigenous art is expressed in a wide range of forms and media, from ancient rock art to body decoration, paintings, sculpture, jewellery and weavings. But in recent times, synthetic paints, canvas and computer technology have changed the ways Aboriginal artists express themselves.
And the biggest thing for me is to encourage, you know, hopefully it might actually get people, families, groups, you know, whoever they are, so that they can make a connection between the stars and where they're standing.
Carl's exhibition in the Street Gallery at Mod is testament to the new and inventive ways that Aboriginal arts, culture and knowledge are shared among our communities. Aboriginal knowledge is so intriguing and too often unknown to many. It's a way of understanding our earth that sometimes science won't always be capable of explaining.
Science, technology, engineering and math I think are important, but I think you're missing an A. It should be STEAM. The A represents the arts. And I think one thing that we've done is we've focused greatly on engineering and math, and they're all important. But I think, going back to Leonardo, I think the artist and the creative side, I think, is really important in what we do, particularly around the engineering and technical fields, to both add humanity as well as provide not just the cold, hard logic, but the emotion and the empathy to make something that really helps society to be what we aspire it to be.
There's many different ways of explaining our universe. Aboriginal thinking extends to an authentic, lived knowledge, their profound spiritual connection with the land, the people and creation that they explore through art is sometimes unfathomable. By contrast, Western thinking tends to use science to explore the universe because, as many philosophers have said before, science is art and art is science. They differ in very dramatic ways, but ultimately they're telling the same story.
Modify your thinking and learn more about the space around us. Explore our understanding of the universe through the unique lens of the Worldwide Telescope. Discover the intrinsic link between science and art. Question what that space around us means to you and challenge yourself to keep an open mind about what you think you knew. MOD is now open Tuesday through Sunday on the ground floor of UniSA's Cancer Research Institute at 55 North Terrace, Adelaide. For more information, visit mod.org.au.
Modcast. It's not what you know.